Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Washington, D.C. is a city dedicated to history. Within its great stone buildings, future history is molded from present controversy. Outside, in the streets and parks, the American past is recalled by gleaming monuments and imposing landmarks. But among the regulars here in the nation's capital, the most popular and the most American of these landmarks is by far the least imposing. Situated on world-famous Pennsylvania Avenue, practically in the shadow of the White House, its design is simple and purely functional. Its theme, a dedication to the sale of...
Peanuts, a hot to roasted peanuts. Peanuts, hot...
Oh, good morning, Mr. Secretary. Yes, sir, I save some for you tonight, for your kids.
Peanuts, fresh hot... Fresh
good morning, Signor Veroni.
Ah, Senator Edwards. How's it been, Senator? You make a good laws in the chamber?
I'm trying, Joe. Business okay?
Everything's okay. Senator.
Hmm?
You know what I own?
Own?
Si, I tell you what I own. I own the world.
Now, Joe.
The world, Senator. It is mine. Property of Giuseppe Veroni.
When did you take possession?
Last year, I get my citizen's papers. Remember?
How could I forget? Free peanuts for the whole American government.
That's when I just own America. But now I own more. Here. Look.
What's this?
A letter. A letter from Vinnie.
Oh, your son. The one in the Air Force.
See, my son. Captain Vincent Veroni, United States Air Force. He's a home, Senator, in America.
Well, that's wonderful, Joe. He served a long hitch, didn't he?
My Vinnie, he's got medals from the World War II up to the Berlin Airlift and even more.
I know. I'd like to meet him.
No fool. You like to meet Vinnie?
Oh, very much.
He come to Washington in 2 days. You visit us maybe, Senator?
Fine. Is his wife with him?
Is a little French girl?
Mm-hmm.
No, Senator. She come here later when he get settled, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, I'll stop by your place on Thursday, Joe.
Senator.
Hmm?
You know why I honor the world?
Well, I...
Vinny's going to have a baby.
What?
I mean, Marie is a wife. She's going to have a baby. Me? I'm going to be a grandpapa. Me? I'm going to be that little baby's first grandpa.
Well, Joe, you do own the world. Congratulations.
Grandpa Veroni. Me. Oh, dolce Napoli. Oh, suol beato.
Joe.
Eh?
Shh. The president may be working.
Oh, see. See, I'm going to forget.
Okay. I'll see you later.
You bet.
Oh, dolce Napoli, oh, suol beato, di te sorridere vuole.
Mon père, very soon I will be with you in your beloved America. With you and Vinnie and our new baby. Until the moment comes when we are all together, My mind cannot keep up with my heart. I cannot wait to be with you quickly, quickly. I want so desperately for my baby to be born in America, on American soil.
On the soil that has never felt the heels of tyrants. It is my fondest dream, my most fervent prayer, that my child will be born an American, like his father, and be an American like his grandfather. Always, your daughter Marie.
She sounds like a wonderful girl.
You see why I love her. You see why I love my boy Vinny for finding this kind of wife, eh? Can I get you something, Senator?
No, thanks, Joe.
Her fondest dream, she said, to have her baby born here in America. You know how big a dream like that can be, Senator.
No, not exactly. But I can imagine what it means to someone who grew up with the Nazis for neighbors.
See, that's it. Vinny.
Hi, Pop.
Senator Edwards, my son, Captain Vincent Veroni.
I'm happy to meet you, Vinny.
Senator?
Your father's been telling me the good news. Congratulations.
Yeah. Sorry I was so long, Pop.
Something wrong, Vinny?
I was at the immigration office.
Here, sit, Filio. Sit.
They won't let her come here.
Marie?
Yeah. They won't let her come to America.
Why not?
She's ineligible for entry, they say.
Who say she is ineligible?
The American consul in France, in Marie's hometown.
But why? Didn't they tell you why she's not eligible?
No. They just say she can't come here.
Senator, why should a nicer girl like Vinny's wife be kept out, Senator? Why? Why, Senator? Why?
Yes, sir?
Ginger, put in a call to the immigration office.
Official or unofficial?
Unofficial. Just want to check the case of Marie Veroni.
Veroni? Oh, isn't that Joe?
Yes. She may be listed as Mrs. Vincent Veroni or by her maiden name, Reynard.
Okay, she's a French girl, isn't she?
Yes. Find out what's keeping her out of the States.
They're worried about the information, Senator, not over the phone.
Oh? Why not?
He suggested that you come in and see him personally.
Who?
Mr. Breeze, immigration office.
Oh, well, forget it. It's not that important. No. Set up an appointment for me, will you? Mr. Breeze?
Yes.
Senator Edwards.
Yes, Senator. Sit down.
Thank you.
Sorry to put you to this inconvenience. It's about the Mrs. Veroni file, right?
Yes, that's right.
I thought the phone hardly the place to discuss the,
Why? What have they found out about her?
Well, according to the law, Senator, the consular officer cannot permit an alien to enter this country who has committed heinous crimes contrary to the morals and mores of the community that...
Yes, but what's that got to do with Marie Veroni?
Senator Edwards, Mrs. Veroni has a criminal record.
What?
The consulate has informed us that her application for entry has been refused for reasons pertinent to her criminal record.
Well, what sort of criminal record?
That's all I know, Senator. That's all the information we have here.
I tell you, Senator, I don't know anything about it.
Vinny, if you want help, you're going to have to level with me.
I tell you, I don't know a blame thing about any crime or anything like that. Marie's no criminal. Don't you think I'd know if she was a criminal?
Yes, but tell me this.
What?
Do you have any idea, any inkling as to where the American consul got that information?
No, I don't. Maybe you'd better ask him.
A better idea. Before we ask him, let's give Marie a chance to explain. Ask her.
How the devil can a guy out of the blue ask his wife, honey, are you a criminal? You just don't do that, Senator.
And American consular officers just don't call women criminals without good reason. Somebody's got to give in a little if we're going to do anything about this, Vinny. And I think it should be you.
Well, okay. Okay, Senator, I'll write to Marie.
Chérie, the hands of the officer at the American consulate here are tied. The criminal record which keeps me from you now is the 2-year sentence preferred upon me by a Nazi court in Germany. My punishment for working with the Allied underground against the Nazis. The American consular officer
has promised to help clear my crimes from the files of the new German courts. But this will take time, for there are more important persons than I who must be cleared first. It is our misfortune that the wheels of justice run slowly in a nation that...
Now, take it easy, Vinny.
Easy? Senator, I thought maybe you could do something. I didn't come here to be told to take it easy.
Vinny, please, Filio. The senator will help.
Sure, Pop, I know. Everybody wants to help, but Marie is still a million miles from here.
About the only thing I can do is introduce a personal immigration bill.
Would you do it, Senator?
It's about the only way to get around this particular technicality.
Can it be quicker, Senator, before the baby
is... No, Joe. Quicker, but not quick.
How long?
Well, once the bill's introduced, it goes to a committee for study. It takes time till the committee gets to it. Then the case has to be investigated and... Well, you can't expect action for at least two sessions of Congress.
Two sessions?
But at least you'll have Marie and the baby here for keeps.
I want Marie here now, Senator. We're entitled to be together, aren't we? We're entitled to have a kid born here, too. We both risked our necks to... Oh, never mind. Forget it.
Where are you going, Vinny?
To get my wife into the country.
How?
I don't know, but there's an easier way than this, that's for sure.
Vinny! Vinny, you do something wrong. Something foolish. Vinny! Senator Edwards.
Oh, morning, Joe. Vinny cooled off since yesterday?
No, he's gone.
Well, where'd he go?
He's been gone since last night. He says something about the passports are easy, he said, if you know who to pay off.
Oh, that hot-headed idiot. I thought he'd have cooled off by now. Instead...
You know where he is, maybe?
Yeah. He's in trouble unless we stop him.
Trouble?
Joe, there must be at least 100 two-bit con men in this area just waiting for suckers like Vinny. They'll sell him a phony passport, take every dime he has, then disappear while the immigration office picks up Marie for illegal entry.
Can you stop him, Senator? Can you? He is such a fool, hot-headed, that Vinny.
I don't know where he'd be now, Joe. Maybe the police...
Oh, no, Senator. Not the police.
Well, they might keep him out of a jam.
No, Vinny's temper, it'd get him into bigger trouble. Senator, if we get a legal passport for Marie...
It's impossible, Joe. We've been through all that.
Isn't there a loophole, maybe?
I don't know. I...
Senator, please, please, for me. Will you look? If we cannot be legal before Vinny gets not legal, we...
Joe, I...
Please, Senator. With Vinny in trouble, I...
Okay. I'll look for that loophole, Joe. I'll look.
Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The residents of Washington, D.C. are peculiarly American in their attitudes. The halls of Congress may rock with thunderous debate. The president may huddle with his cabinet in secret executive session. The Supreme Court may issue a decision adding a new dimension to justice. All this, Washingtonians will accept as a matter of course. But let a tiny peanut stand vanish from its usual spot on Pennsylvania Avenue, and the entire population buzzes with consternation. Thus, to all worried Washingtonians, I present this bulletin just received from Capitol Hill. Old Joe Verone had set up his stand on the corner of 1st and B Streets just outside the Senate office building.
Well, Joe, trying out a new location after all these years?
Huh? Oh, see. Just for a while.
Staying open a lot later than usual, too, aren't you? I'll take one bag, Joe. Joe?
I'm sorry.
Hey, your mind's not on your work tonight, Giuseppe.
My mind, it is up there tonight, Signor.
And the light is? Mm-hmm. Now, which one of our noble senators would be working at this hour?
is applying for a non-immigration visa. And it is known or believed by the consular officer to be ineligible for such a visa. Oh, I'm sorry, St. David.
Better quit for tonight, Ginger. I've kept you too late already. Read that section again, will
you? 212?
Uh-huh.
No, oh, here. Well, it just goes on to say that an ineligible alien can get a temporary visa if the Attorney General approves of, recommendation sent by the consular officer and endorsed by the Secretary of State, or... You know, I wish they'd write these laws in English.
You know, that might be the answer.
English?
No, a temporary visa.
Well, but Marie wants to become a permanent resident.
Here, look. The big problem right now is to get Marie Veroni over here, right?
Well, yes, but...
Before Vinny gets himself involved with illegal passports, before their baby is born, and before old Joe dies another 1,000 deaths.
Poor Joe.
All right. The thing that's keeping Marie out as a permanent resident is that technical business about her so-called criminal record, And until that's cleared up, she can't enter the United States permanently. But she can enter on a temporary non-immigration visa.
Yes, she still needs the consul's recommendation even for that.
Well, she can get it. If she can just present documentary evidence that her crimes weren't crimes at all. That she was working with the United States against a common enemy. We'd better send a cable.
I'll get my notebook.
Or word it your own way. Just tell her to collect every ounce of evidence she can find. Tell her to get witnesses, affidavits, letters, documents, everything available, and present it all to the U.S. consulate in a hurry, fast, right away.
Got it.
And we'd better include a warning, too.
Warning?
Mm-hmm. Tell her to avoid doing business with anyone but the authorized members of the U.S. consulate. If Vinny arranges to get a phony passport for her and she accepts it, she'll have a criminal record we can't defend.
Well, can't we stop him?
Yes, but... Well, send the cable first. We'd better send a cable to the consul in Marie's hometown, too, Ginger.
Okay.
Tell him to consider every bit of evidence submitted by Marie carefully and quickly in terms of a temporary visa, not permanent residence.
All right. Anything else?
No, that...
Senator.
Yes?
Suppose the consul sends his recommendation. And while we're waiting for it to clear through the State Department, suppose Vinny gets caught working a phony passport deal.
Oh, yes. That would fix things beautifully. That'd make has-beens out of all of us.
Mm-hmm. Especially you, since you're the instigator of the whole thing.
Okay. Call the police, Ginger. Tell them to find Vinny Veroni and hold him.
Senator, you put the cuffs on my Vinny?
I had to, Joe.
But you promised...
Joe, the only promise I made was to try to help Vinny get his wife into the country legally. I'm trying, and we may even succeed.
But the police...
There's no warrant for his arrest, Joe. They want to get to him before he gets into a jam, not after.
But will they, Senator? Will they?
I don't know, Joe. That's up to them, and to Vinny. Yes, Ginger?
Just got word from the State Department, Senator.
Oh?
They've received a recommendation from the consul about Marie Veroni.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. She's been recommended for a non-immigration visa.
Fine.
They're sending it on to the Justice Department for final okay.
Good. Call Breeze at the immigration office. Maybe he'll help bring it to the Attorney General's attention a bit faster.
Yes, sir. And I have a call for you online, too, Senator.
Who is it?
Joe Veroni, sir.
Okay, thanks. Hello, Joe?
Senator, they got Vinny. They
got him? Who's got him?
The police department, Senator. They won't let him go.
Do they have anything to hold him for?
They want you, Senator. You, they want.
Vinny, Filio, my boy.
Hello, Pop.
How are you, Vinny?
I heard about police escorts for war heroes, Senator. Can't tell you how much I appreciate this one.
I'm sorry, Vinny, but it...
I'll bet.
Filio, you know got that crooked passport, eh?
No, I didn't have a chance, Pop. The senator took care of that. What's this called, Senator?
Protective custody?
Something like that.
Benny, the senator, he got things almost fixed. Soon maybe Marie will be here.
Sure, that's the way, Pop. Humor your little problem, child. Keep me happy.
It's true, Vinny. All we need is the Attorney General's approval.
You expect to get it with me being held by the cops?
You're not going to be held at all. We just didn't want any illegal business messing it up. Even a temporary visa isn't easy.
Temporary? Is that what she's going to get?
Yes.
What kind of a merry-go-round is this? She's not my temporary wife. That baby of ours isn't going to be a temporary baby. We don't want to have anything...
Come. Right now, it's the only way we can get Marie into the States. Now, once she's here, I'll put through a personal immigration bill to keep her here.
Why not stick the cops on her, too? That'll keep her here.
Okay, Vinny. Take over. Handle it your way.
Senator, please wait.
Let him go.
You
Pop.
Shut up.
What?
I say shut up. You're no good kid.
Pop, I...
The senator, he tried to help. All night, all day, all night, he worked to help you stay out of trouble. He worked for Marie and the baby. They should come over fast. And you talk like this to the Senator Edwards.
I asked the senator for help, and he puts the cops on my tail.
To keep you from being a fool.
Funny way to do it. If this is the kind of guy running the government these days, maybe...
Vinnie, don't say it.
Maybe Marie's better off where
don't
she...
Don't say it, Vinnie.
Why not? Afraid of the truth?
Joe. My old son talk like this about the country. You win the war all by yourself, huh? You come home, you think maybe the whole country got to stop everything to keep you happy, huh?
It's not that, Pop. Okay, maybe I've been kind of a wise guy, but... Well, all the red tape, all that legal hocus-pocus...
You know someplace where it's better to go? Then go. Go! Go! Then I go. My son. My young son.
Pop, wait a minute.
Mio.
Senator, I...
He'll be all right, Vinny. If you are.
What?
Come on, let's get you released from here.
But, Pop, he...
Come on. We've got to see about Marie's visa.
Today, Senator Edwards, everything in the world is singing. And I thank you for the music. Today, the United States Attorney General has approved of me for a temporary visa. Tomorrow I leave for America. I cannot describe the heartache of the past few days, the longing, the pain. But now, an American senator
has given us a tomorrow. And I realize more than ever before that no freedom is won without pain. It is too priceless a treasure, this freedom, to be offered cheaply or accepted without sacrifice. For the privilege of raising a child in the freedom of your America, our America, even heartbreak is not too great a sacrifice, nor death too great a pain.
Vinny, tell him, Filo, tell him.
Don't mind if I add a postscript to Marie's letter, Senator?
Like what?
We're naming the baby after you.
Huh? Oh, Vinny, now look, I...
Oh, dolce Napoli, oh, suor beato, dite tu ridere.
Edwin C. Hill again, friends. A final report on the Pennsylvania Avenue peanut stand. After a 3 or 4 day vigil outside the Senate office building, it has returned to its old place in the shadow of the White House. And Washingtonians are just that much less disturbed about the state of the world. It's a reassuring sight in our nation's capital to see an Italian immigrant selling peanuts to a president and to the other leaders of the greatest government in the world. This is truly Freedom USA.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, friends. It was Pope Pius XII who said, "The American people have a genius for splendid and unselfish action, and into the hands of America, God has placed the destinies of afflicted humanity. I like America because its government is determined never to violate the trust that God and the people have placed in it."
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.